Reporter, New York Bureau of Associated Press, other major publications, award-winning historian, highly respected joints. We'll tell you about some of his books and his website. If you'd like to check it out or learn more, revisionisthistory.org is one of the sites. We have links to that up on Infowars.com right now. Yeah, being a history buff, because it's so entertaining, I mean, I got into history because it's better than fiction. I mean, the slave ships, the beating the people, the killing the white slaves all over the U.S., all over Australia. You were allowed to kill them but not kill the black slaves. But see, they can't allow that out in the news because then whites and blacks wouldn't hate each other. Blacks wouldn't feel especially downtrodden and second class. Wouldn't imagine every white person was their slave owner when really a few percentage points of whites even own black slaves. Going back to Michael Hoffman, finishing up on this subject, then I want to get into the roots of the New World Order, the occult empire, this amalgamation of groups, what you believe is at the heart of it, sir. Anything else you wanted to add about white slaves and bringing it up to modern times?
Well, I think that you're right about racial reconciliation. I believe that the people who are trying to harm blacks in America are the ones who are trying to establish some sort of genetic predisposition for enslavement and being passive in this way. And once you've done that, then you are controlling the minds of black people because you're giving them a permanent subservient status and a permanent stigma of racial resentment against the white master when that hasn't been the case. The very definition of the word slave comes from the root of the word Slav, because it was the Slavs of Eastern Europe and Russia who had been hereditary slaves for various economic and political reasons.
Well, if you read the Bible with the Israelites or the Romans or anybody else, there were slaves of every color.
There were slaves of every color, and when we get deeper into this subject, we will also talk about how the Midrash and Rabbi Moses Maimonides caused black people to be associated with Ham, and that the curse in Genesis on Ham was made a racial curse. And for those who know their Bible, they know, of course, that there is no racial component to the curse on Ham in Genesis.
That was used to kick off the transatlantic slave trade in the mid-1500s into the 1600s.
And provide the justification for it, yes.
Absolutely. Now, I want to be clear about this, because blacks feel victimized. They feel like a subgroup, and all whiteys must pay. Listen to Barack Obama's preacher, the blue-eyed devil. And if you look historically in numbers, there have been more white slaves than there have been black slaves. Now, again, this is the modern way of thinking. That doesn't lessen what happened to them. It's just like, again, if there's two bank robbers, you're not saying one's innocent and the other isn't. It's saying that this is a button they have installed in the psyche of blacks where the government, the nanny state, can play the part of the provider when really they're carrying out eugenics operations against them.
Well, you mentioned the elite and how the people who are not elite are mostly concerned with animal appetites, whereas the elite is concerned with control. But anyone who aspires to become elite or get into the elite, hopefully for benevolent reasons and not predatory ones, understands what maybe a lot of civil rights activists do not understand, that if you don't take responsibility for your life, if you don't blame your life on yourself or take credit for your achievements on yourself, you can't get ahead. You're psychologically crippled. And yet we see this covert mechanism in American society where blacks are told to blame others. That's not a way for them to get ahead. It's a way to keep them out of the elite. Second point here, Alex, when you mentioned Barack Obama's preacher, one of the things that troubles me about all of the negativity that's associated with that is, why is there not a commensurate amount of fury and media angst about John McCain's preacher, John Hagee, who is a man who forms what I call Ku Klux Judaism? And
no, I agree. Stay there. Well, we actually expose the fact that he says Jesus isn't the Messiah and that worshiping Israel is the new religion. We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Author, journalist with the Associated Press, historian. We've only got it for about 20 more minutes, so I'm just going to try to shut up. It just is all so intriguing. And then I want to get him back for a full 2 hours in the next month or so. And we're going to, before he leaves us, let's just do it now. Give out your website. So tell folks about some of the books you've written.
The website, Alex, is revisionisthistory.org. And some of the books are such as the one we've been discussing, They Were White and They Were Slaves, The Untold History of the Enslavement of Whites in Early America and Industrial Britain, Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare, and I'm just finishing up a 900-page book, Judaism Discovered.
You also wrote Judaism Strange Gods.
Judaism Strange Gods in 2000, which was a groundwork for an introduction to the religion of Judaism. This 900-page book I style an introduction. It's a vast subject, so even this large tome is still an introduction. But
well, I'm going to have you on about that because people are fascinated with it, and it's important to understand our society and these cultures, how they've grown together. Let's continue to get into, you were talking about Pastor Hagee when we hit the last break.
Well, I just think that John McCain is getting a free ride here. Obama has got to answer and continue to answer for his preacher, as he should, certainly, absolutely. He should be responsible for this man's remarks.
Well, it hasn't been brought up about Clinton pardoning the weatherman. I mean, look, Rush Limbaugh is calling for riots and burning cars and death at the DNC. They just want crisis, crisis, crisis. But go ahead and talk about Hagee.
Well, it's interesting. I believe that McCain is the candidate of the cryptocracy. I think that Hillary is their fallback, and certainly they could deal with Obama if they processed him sufficiently. But I'm a longtime student of the Israeli media, and I know from the Israeli media and from my own informants and counterintelligence that we have operating inside Zionism and so forth, that we see that they're very much in favor of John McCain. They're worried about Obama, and they would, and Clinton is acceptable. So when you understand that, you understand how the media is treating McCain. As far as I'm concerned, he's getting a free ride on Hagee, because Hagee, in my judgment, is a far more sinister character than Obama's clear.
Hagee is like a cartoon character. I mean, statements like he praises God when Palestinian children are shot, and Jesus isn't the Messiah. I mean, even if you're an atheist, you have to know that that's asinine for a supposed Protestant preacher to be saying Jesus was basically a bad guy and was a rebellious person. I mean, and then he goes to the different ADL meetings and apologizes for being a Christian. It's saddening.
So why aren't we seeing that question that you've just formulated put in front of John McCain? Why aren't we seeing investigative reports in the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, the New York Times along these lines? We're not. They're protecting him from the fallout there. There is some token criticism and some token references, but nothing like Obama's facing with his preacher. So I think the disparity between the two is very instructive.
Well, I agree with you. I want to go to the root of this. Next time we have you on, we'll do 2-3 hours. To really cover all of this, to go back to the roots of a cult. Because we can say the roots of the New World Order in Egypt, we can say Babylon, we can say Solomon's Temple, but that was borrowing from the previous myths. We know, I mean, from my studying in the New World Order, reading history books and reading things that are, you know, little known but admitted historical facts, that you have this weird obsession with Germanic power. You've got then also the royal family of England, the German royal family, believing that they are really Israelites. You've then got the supposed mainline Jews who are really Central European or Eastern European. You've then got their weird behavior radiating the Jewish children who are Sephardic. Seems there's a war against the brown Jews. You've then got weird Zionists supporting Hitler to the degree of not letting Jews get out of the country. There's so many weird similarities. We know the Germanic cultures and the Britannic cultures, you know, merged with a lot of the Judaic stuff thousands of years ago. But from as a historian studying this, I mean, when you get to the end of the day, isn't it occultists that run it? And then you've got two big branches that have grown together and are basically like the Rothschilds. I see them as almost inseparable from, you know, the crazy leadership that's Germanic in Britain. And then, so to me, it's like a sub-predator group above another predator group. I mean, what's the real hierarchy, according to Michael Hoffman?
Well, first of all, I want to define our terms. We want to go to first principles, because when you talk about a cult, you start to turn off one section of the audience who thinks that you're mystifying political science and current events. And I don't think either one of us is doing that, because a cult, when I'm talking about it, is the science of mind control. And Arthur C. Clarke, who just recently passed away in Sri Lanka, defined any sufficiently advanced technology as having the appearance of magic. And so, for various reasons, the elites have both wanted to manipulate religions and mystify issues, as well as keep alive the mind control system, which goes into the eternal pagan psychodrama, and from that, exploit nations and peoples. But you have given us a cornucopia of conspiracies and actors in the conspiracy, but I would say we can reduce it to the way Christ reduced it. You're either Christ or you're Antichrist. There is good and there is evil. And I don't believe in existential shades of gray in this. So we can talk about a whole plethora of people, nations, and individuals who are involved, but we can also track this in a system, how it originated, where it came from, and I would say that the cradle of it is Egypt. The Talmud says 9/10 of the sorcery that the evil one had, he gave to Egypt. 1/10 went to the other nations. And actually, that was a left-handed compliment on the part of the Talmudic rabbis, because they're into sorcery, and it was an indicator, one of many, that they wanted to study and master what Egypt had. And from Egypt to Babylon, from Babylon to the secret
society. And let's be clear, this isn't just ooga booga. This is how to know with mathematics when the next eclipse is coming to freak out everybody, because the high priest can tell you a year before when it's going to happen. That's why they build big buildings. It's a whole system of shocking and making the people feel small and the government and those that run the seats of power as being gods.
Well, Egyptian archaeoastronomy, which you're referring to, and mystical toponymy in terms of the buildings and how they're situated is well known, but it seems to me that the manipulation of words and the notion that words had power and how they were to be utilized is lesser known in our circles, and certainly the Egyptians were masters of word manipulation and keywords. Dr. Carl Gustav Jung later on in the 20th century would talk about in terms of archetypes, which can trigger reactions in people. So that's the other aspect.
And see, that's it. So like the atheist world, which the globalists have made people atheists to blind them to the real sciences, that this is really a science, even if you don't believe there's a spirit behind it. The elites, the ancient elites of 5,000 years ago, they figured out how to literally program people, and that's why they're occult practitioners, because that's really what it is.
And that programming and that pyramidal structure continues in our society today, yes.
Man, you're amazing. I've got to have you up for 2, 3, 4 hours if you'll do it with us, but please continue.
And so when we get into the Western secret societies, we see an anomaly because it emerges in the Renaissance where you have a group of avant-garde thinkers who were beginning to believe that they needed to study the Kabbalah, they needed to study Judaism in order to advance the concept of human brotherhood. And yet the anomaly and the high irony here is that this is when they began to pick up the idea that black people were genetically predisposed to enslavement, because as they studied the Kabbalah and the Talmud, and they had been led to believe by various occult Pied Pipers that they were going to find a human brotherhood theme in those texts, just as Freemasonry.
Let me stop you. We now move forward to the Talmud and the Zohar, because the Jews had been in Egypt. They'd also been in Babylon. So they had been in all the different schools as wanderers, picking it all up.
Yes, the Mishnah, the first part of the Talmud, which has existed in oral form in Jesus' time, and then after Israel rejected its Messiah and became much more corrupt as a result, it was finally committed to writing. That was done in Babylon in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th centuries A.D., and as a result of that, they did pick up, by a process of osmosis, a great deal of the paganism that was around them, so that the Talmud and the Kabbalah, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Zohar, the Sefer Yetzirah, and these other texts are brimming with occult concepts and themes. And this is what I bring out in my book, that basically Judaism, far from being an Old Testament religion that clings to the Old Covenant and rejects Christ, is actually an ossified form of Babylonian paganism. And this is what infiltrated the West, particularly in the Renaissance. It had always been gestating there, but it only came into full bloom in the Renaissance, and then, of course, in early modern Europe, it came to fruition in the various Rosicrucian and Freemasonic cults.
Which aren't just about having sex orgies and pentagrams. It's the whole science of wordsmithing, manipulation, brainwashing, mass programming, how to control societies. And that's why when you get to the top level, it doesn't matter whether, in my research, whether it's the SS or the Zionists, it's all the exact same people at the top worshiping the same thing.
Well, you especially see this level of sophistication in a mathematician who was astrologer royal to Queen Elizabeth, Dr. John Dee, the author of many important mathematical texts, which to this day are referred to, and yet he was the developer of this scrying concept, this concept of a secret alphabet. He actually claimed to have contacted extra-human deities with whom he was in contact with his allies there in the royal court of England. And
Stop. We got to break. Final segment. We're going to have him back up very soon. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? It doesn't matter if you don't believe. They believe, and they've built the world, the civilization you live in. And they believe that their great day of mass extermination is coming for you and your family.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improve the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó.
Look, I'm going to have Michael Hoffman on for 2 hours next Friday. The second half of the show. To really slowly go through all this history. But I guess in the last 5 minutes we've got with him, I'll just let him talk about whatever he likes, other than I want him to give me his take on this. I don't know what his take is, but I would imagine it's probably similar to mine because everything else seems to be similar. The globalists, the controllers, the architects, they understand human activities, human interactions, how waves in a pond work. And so they've designed it where if you fight one of their mechanisms, it's built to actually empower them and make them stronger unless you strike at the root of it. Like if, say, you attack Zionism Well, their own documents say it only makes their people support them more, thinking that they're being abused from outside. Kind of like if you attack corrupt police in a wrong way, which I do all the time, out of primitiveness, that actually compacts them more into their gang mentality. But then if you give people wide spectrum that no, at the highest level, it isn't even one group, it's a mindset, a belief, then people can suddenly unlock that. Kind of like he was saying about slavery. It's important to understand that whites were slaves too, because then it ends this enmity, but that lie was put there so that we would have enmity and fight with each other. And so this is all, I don't want to use the term delicate, it's just so sophisticated that I can see it, but it's hard to even articulate. I guess that's why he writes 900-page books. Do you agree with the statement I just made?
Well, yes, I do. I would articulate it as not fighting with carnal weapons. We know from Oklahoma City that the system loves violence. They love that McVeigh and the conspiracy behind him attacked that building. Bill Clinton was able to add a number of Orwellian police state laws. And, of course, we know what happened with the 9/11 conspiracy. But I don't believe there's any quick fix to this, Alex. I believe that we need to organize, we need to build our communities. The reform starts with ourselves and our own lives with deep study and reflection. And then having organized, be more a part of our own local communities, then together we can build on something which offers a pro-life alternative to this death system that they're imposing on us. And if I may, I wanted to give my website one more time, if that's all right.
Sure.
That's www.revisionisthistory.org.
Now, I've been meaning to get you on for years. I don't know why I haven't, but here you are. We're going to have you back up. It's just, take the example of Zionism. You know, you talk about how that's a core global system right now, key to all of it, going right back to the roots of Egypt and Babylon. But then I find hundreds of times where Adam Gadon poses as Al-Qaeda, the ADL, you know, head's grandson, Adam Perlman. I see where they catch rabbis running white supremacist groups, British intelligence, German intelligence. And then I see all these groups who think they're fighting this. And when they fight it only on that front, they don't see the big picture of it's a system. It's like a river cuts a Grand Canyon. It's we're all in it. We're all connected to each other. And it's much bigger than just that group. And when I try to say, hey, it isn't one bank robber, it's 10 bank robbers, but they're all guilty, people try to say no. In fact, you know, it's got to be this little niche. Or I say, yeah, the Vatican's involved, but they're tied in with this group. They go, oh, now you're defending the Vatican. When all I'm trying to do is give people full spectrum. You see what I'm trying to say?
Well, I think that one of the viruses or memes that's been implanted in our ranks is that there is an enemy people. And whenever you go that way, and I don't go that way, then you're falling into their snare. Because the enemy is not any group of people. The enemy is an ideology. It's a spirit. It's a spiritual ideology. It can affect you. It can infect me. It can infect any nation of people. No one is invulnerable to it.
And science is now showing that monkeys in one research lab, 5 miles from another, if they can teach these monkeys, suddenly the other monkeys learn it. It's like a radio wave being broadcast.
So much is undiscovered about the way that we are used, and more we're discovering how what was called magic in the past is actually science today. But I do want to advise people to stay away from targeting any population, whether it's the Khazars, the Judaics, the Israelis, the Palestinians, or the Arabs. They're not the issue. Everybody is capable of having goodwill and of changing their lives. The enemy is an ideology. It's a spirit. And if we stick to that, we can win, Alex.
And the globalists, you mean, this evil force, it recruits the intelligent. It recruits the creative. So that's why at the highest places everywhere, you're going to find this spirit. Because if you take that spirit, you're given the earth, just like the devil told Jesus on the mountain.
Yes, that's true.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us, and we really appreciate the time. And we'll talk to you next Friday. I'm going to have my producer call you in the next 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. I look forward to it, Alex.
Thank you. He'll be with us 2 hours coming up. In fact, just stay there. I'd like to talk to you during the break. We'll be right back with another special guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Harness the power of of Nature's Thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Joseph Stiglitz is our guest. New book out, The $3 Trillion War. We had him on with us last January. We also interviewed him here in Austin for the TV show. And he said that within 2.5 years, if the global financial order did not make some serious reforms, we would have the hyperinflation that could lead to a worldwide depression. And you can go to the website, Infowars.com, if you want to read that article from last year. He is a Nobel Prize winner in economics. He is a former World Bank chief economist. If I tried to go over his entire bio, it would take hours, but you can just Google Joseph Stiglitz. He's written quite a few best-selling books as well. The new one, The $3 Trillion War, and that's just how much it costs now, not to mention our good name worldwide. And so I really appreciate Joseph Stiglitz joining us. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Nice to be here.
You were here about a year and 4 months ago, and you laid out in 20 minutes a forecast of what indeed happened, but we've gone about 90% into your forecast. I'm hoping the rest of the 10% isn't correct and we don't have a depression in another 2 years. What do you see happening?
Well, actually, the prospects of our economy right now are not very good. To some extent, what happens depends on what the American government and other governments do. But right now, even the IMF, and I've often disagreed with the IMF, but right now I think they're on target. They are saying that the American economy is going to be very weak, not only this year, but next year, and it won't be until 2010
before the economy really starts to show a recovery. Part of the problem is that the current administration has been doing too little too late. What they've been doing is not well designed. And the fundamentals of economic policy are that it takes a while before any action that you take has full effect. So if this administration isn't going to do anything, it's going to be until the next administration comes into office. And that means that we won't begin to get the right medicine until the beginning of 2009. And that means we're talking about late 2009, 2010, before we start seeing a really solid recovery.
Now, a lot of people throwing around the term depression. A lot of top economists have. You've used that term before. A depression, I guess.
I would be a little bit cautious about using that term. I think that we tend to, you know, reserve that for the Great Depression, or for the kind of situation that was in the island of Java in 1997, 1998.
A breakdown, a collapse, starving. But I mean, a recession. You're the Nobel Prize winning economist, but tell me if I'm wrong. A recession is two continual quarters of zero growth, and then a depression would be how many quarters?
Well, they don't actually. Usually, you think of a depression as really very strong negative growth for an extended period of time. But it doesn't make any difference. You know, the fundamental question is whether the U.S. economy is going to be performing below its potential for an extended period of time. And, you know, on that, I think there is almost unanimity now among economists that we're looking towards an extended period of the economy operating below its potential. And there's a very simple reason, and part of the reason why there's a little bit of discussion of depression is that the fundamental reason for this downturn is very similar to that of the Great Depression: weaknesses in the financial system. The losses that the banks are incurring, the financial system incurring, are quite literally mind-boggling. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. We've seen lots of write-offs. And the IMF estimates the total amount to be nearly $1 trillion.
And then there's that cascading effect as you have the bubble popping, everybody leveraged out in the Western world, more and more housing crises with subprimes, more and more of all these instruments that are AAA rated. It's all leading towards, you said here a year ago that, you talked about the term depression. Now, things are so serious you don't want to use that term. What I'm trying to understand here is how we could get out of this, where you see this. Where do you see it going with the current management and the different jockeying groups that are out there at the helm of central banks versus where you'd like to see it go?
Yeah, well, the basic thing is that the what happens to the financial sector is not unconnected. It's very closely connected with the real sector. Wall Street and Main Street are very closely linked. If, as is what's happening, the financial sector is having serious economic problems, it has no choice but to start reining in credit. If it's not making loans, individuals, households, firms can't do the investment that they would otherwise have done. As they cut back their economic activity, the whole economy slows down, and the whole thing just sort of unravels. And that's what we're beginning to see our economy going through. Now, you are absolutely right, and I've been talking about this actually now for several years. It was so clear that we faced a housing bubble, and that housing bubble was sustaining a consumption boom. Savings in the United States plummeted to zero, some quarters negative. It was clear that that was not sustainable. What was going on? Well, it's pretty simple, and it's actually related to my book, The $3 Trillion War, where I argue that, in fact, there's not two issues in this campaign, but one, the war and the economy are very closely connected. The war was having a very negative effect on the economy for a variety of reasons that I spell out. The Fed said we have to cover it up. Our job is to keep the economy going. And they did it in a very short-sighted way. They let loose a flood of liquidity and loose regulations. And what happened was it did cover up the negative effects of the war. But we were living on borrowed money and borrowed time, and a day of reckoning had to come. We couldn't predict when it was going to come, but we knew that it was going to come.
So in layman's terms, how bad is it going to get? Because I've had the head of the New York Business School on. I've had all these other former Treasury policy heads. I've had them, I've had the shadow stats people on about what real inflation is, like 15% now. Look at the food. Look at the oil. Look at the dollar plunging. And then Bush is out giving speeches saying, we're not even in a recession. He said that 2 days ago at the SPP meeting, on the North American integration. I mean, it's just, and the old cliche of it's a recession if your neighbor's out of work, it's a depression if you're out of work. I mean, if half the Social Security check value has been cut in the last 5 years compounded, and believe me, I know I got families on Social Security. If people are out of work, if I'm seeing more homeless people, if there's houses going, all over the place going under, hell, this is just the beginning, Mr. Stiglitz. How bad is it going to get?
Worse. I mean, we expect now at least in the next year about 2.2 million Americans will lose their homes, and with that, much of their life savings. Many of these will lose their entire life savings. The forecast is that housing prices already gone down 10% are probably going to go down another 10 to 20%. When that happens, we're not sure how many houses will be underwater, but numbers 14-15 million households will have mortgages exceeding the value of their house. We're in for very unlikely a very bad time. Now the president is trying to push the problems of the economy onto the next administration, just like he pushed the problem of the war onto the next administration. I think he'd hoped that the whole bubble wouldn't break until after November 2008, but it began to unravel in August 2007. Like so many other things in the last few years, they haven't gone quite according to plan. The big uncertainty, as I say, is what will be done. Let me tell you some of the things that need to be done. We need a stimulus. The president seems to think that a tax cut is the solution to all problems, particularly tax cuts for the rich. In fact, I would argue that our current problems actually began with the 2001 tax cut. It actually set us on a wrong course.
What about the argument that cutting taxes generally raises the general amount of tax receipts because it accelerates the economy?
That's this old idea of supply-side economics. It was totally discredited in the 80s, and you see it right now. The way that I was supposed
to
work
is, I thought increased spending. I mean, more money did come in.
Well, let me try to go through the two sides of it. On the supply side, that's the traditional argument, is that it's supposed to encourage labor supply and savings. Well, it hasn't exactly done that. Savings has gone down to zero. I don't see how you can say that the tax cuts help savings.
No, it's done the opposite,
And labor force participation, which is the labor side, is weaker than it was in the 90s. So it hasn't worked. Now, on the demand side, it did help a little bit, but much, much less than would have been the case had we given a tax cut to lower middle-income Americans. We gave tax cuts to the very rich Americans who were
I agree. We need to slash taxes on the middle class. The problem is the blue-collar folks think the middle class are the elite, Dr. Stiglitz. I mean, that's the larger issue. And I want to get into your book in the time we've got, in the 15 minutes we've got left before we end this at 58 after with you, sir, but because it's a very powerful book. I saw the Financial Times of London about 8 months ago say that the headline that bigger institutional banks could stand to gain from all this, and that they all played the game of issuing liquidity. They bought real assets. They grabbed infrastructure. They grabbed different commodities. And then now governments are coming in, bailing that out. They're gobbling up more banks. The Federal Reserve's talking about taking over three federal regulatory agencies, the private Fed, you know, more foxes watching the hen house. And so I also see a predatory capitalism, and I'm for capitalism, but not the predatory crony type, here, where it's not just a bunch of people screwing up. It's a bunch of reckless people that knew they could create a money bubble that they could use to literally buy the planet up with, and then we the people get left holding the bag with hyperinflation and with taxes to pay it back.
Well, you know, you've identified one of the big problems. What we've been doing is we've been socializing risk and privatizing wealth. And you know, the banks walked off. A lot of the investors, investment banks walked off. Their senior officials with these huge bonuses, some exceeding $1 billion. Meanwhile, the taxpayers are being left to pick up the risk. You know, the Federal Reserve exposed the taxpayers to a $29 billion risk. And we don't even know. It was done in so non-transparent way. We don't know fully how much we are, totally at risk for it. Meanwhile, Bear Stearns shareholders walked off with over $1 billion of money, totally without paying a cent of insurance premium for the risk that the taxpayers have picked up. I mean,
Bear Stearns got their bonuses right before all this happened. That was very suspicious. Was that used as a cover for J.P. Morgan Chase being in trouble, that they grabbed Bear Stearns? Because there's talk that they were in trouble as well, and there are a lot of other brokerage houses that were in worse trouble than Bear Stearns. But, I mean, that was very strange what happened there.
Oh, I agree it was very strange. All I can say is that there's a lot of lack of transparency in the financial markets, and to be honest, we don't really know what is going on.
Well, as you know, sir, in the last month, three big central bankers in Europe have said that in mid-March we narrowly avoided total financial collapse. Now, I know you're a very important person, Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, World Bank. You don't want to freak people out or anything, but I mean, on the good side, two or three years of recession, tell me if I'm wrong, then we come out of it with some new bubble, and then we just kind of have some inflation. On the bad side, just war in the streets, starving people running around with machine guns. I mean, the government's building FEMA camps. That's in the news. Bush has said he's gotten ready for martial law. I mean, I'm sure you're an educated guy. You've seen that in the news. The government's acting really weird right now. What are the chances of the good side bad recession, bad side depression, really bad side? Because we had a 1929 depression. Now, most people can't even have their own food, you know, don't live on farms.
Well, right now, the world is in a rather unusual situation that at the same time we're facing one of the most troubling periods in terms of economic downturns with this almost, you know, $1 trillion losses on the financial system. We are also facing high levels of inflation that you referred to earlier. Price of oil is over $100 a barrel. Price of food is reaching is skyrocketing. While things are bad in the United States, we have to remember how much worse they are in most of the developing countries.
Food rights.
They have to spend most of their money to get by on food and energy, and with food and energy prices soaring, they're having real trouble. And it's not a surprise that riots have been breaking out in many developing countries, and I anticipate to see more of that. And that just highlights the difficulty that the global economy is facing.
Meanwhile, a few billion dollars could have fed these people, but instead, like your new book says, $3 trillion has been spent. So who are the real culprits? I mean, who are the bad guys in all of this? You know, I mean, who are the main companies, the main individuals? We know it's bigger than George Bush, Mr. Stiglitz.
Well, I mean, the point that you just made is I just want to emphasize $3 trillion is a lot of money, a lot of money. And if we had spent that helping people in the developing countries, helping America. I was just in Gary, Indiana, the city I was born in, and talking to the mayor, and he said, you know, $3 trillion, we can't get 3 cents out of the federal government. Our city is decaying. Schools need help. Our road infrastructure filled with potholes, and we just can't get the money that we need to help revive our economy.
And it's no bid contracts to Dubai. Halliburton isn't even here now.
Well, that is another part of the scandal. You asked who were the winners. There are actually only two winners in this war. The oil companies have made out fantastically with the soaring oil prices, but the real winners are the defense contractors, and number one on that, Halliburton. Their stock prices have increased, is almost tripled. In previous wars, there has been a sense of shared sacrifice. You send our young men and women off to fight. The rest of us make a contribution by paying taxes. There's an effort to make sure that there's no profiteering. Well, this is the first war in America's history that we put entirely on the credit card.
And that's what Leon Coca said. Stay there, Joseph Stiglitz. The new book, ladies and gentlemen, bookstores everywhere will tell you about it, the $3 trillion war, on the other side of this quick break with our guest. We'll have 5 minutes with him on the other side. Really appreciate him spending time with us today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We had We Are Change on, Jack McClam, William Lewis, a bunch of other guests. That'll all retransmit on the Internet. This is the AM and FM show right here. In 5 minutes at Infowars.com if you missed any of it. I mean, we came in directly with guests today for the 4 hours. Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist, World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. He left in 2002, exposed a lot of the internal corruption, the IMF riot, how they go in and want economies to crater so they can buy it up, the 100-point plan, all of that. I got to get him back up, and I hate even talking over him. I just have so many questions. Your new book, The $3 Trillion War, breaking this down, if we don't end the war and it costs another $3 trillion in 5 years, will that ensure a deeper financial crisis, or is this good for us?
Oh, it's definitely not good for us. You know, there's an idea that goes back, a myth goes back to World War II, that wars are good for the economy.
Guns and butter.
But we know at least since the time of Keynes that you can stimulate the economy without going to war. And these other ways, investments in education, health, roads, infrastructure, have long-term productivity effects. Nobody ever said that wars have good long-term productivity effects, increase our living standards. This particular war has been very bad for our economy. And the easy way to see that is spending money on a Nepalese contractor working in Iraq just doesn't provide much stimulus to the economy anywhere near as much as spending the same amount of money building a road in the U.S. So, and this war has also been bad because it set forth the rise in oil prices.
Don't you also have the fraud associated, you know, $15 million Halliburton blue tarps?
Yeah, I mean, that's an example of, you know, that kind of spending doesn't help the American economy and make it even worse. Halliburton operates offshore. So it does that so it doesn't have to avoid taxes, that it doesn't pay Medicare and Social Security taxes. You know, normally we would be coming down hard on anybody.
But it's Dick Cheney. Why are we seeing this level of arrogance? Even Lee Iacocca has come out and said we, quote, have a criminal corporate elite running the White House, running the government, destroying the nation. Did you see those quotes?
No, I didn't, but he's, you know, it is astounding, and the problem is, it's not only bad directly for our economy, it undermines confidence in our country. You know, anybody wants to deal with the United States says, you know, what's going on here?
Exactly. So we've only got 2 minutes left, and I want to talk about the book, but then it doesn't look like the war is going to end. They're building all these permanent bases, calling them embassies. The name's been destroyed. They say we're going to be there forever. The other political candidates say, well, we'll keep some troops there. It looks to me like what you said a year ago is happening. They're not going to change course.
I think they won't change course unless the American voters come out and give a very strong message. You know, we're spending $12 billion up front every month that we're in Iraq. But actually, the total cost, which includes the disabilities, about 40% of the people coming back from Iraq are disabled, some with absolutely horrible disabilities. When you start including all the other costs, it's about twice that. Anybody who says stay the course has to say how we're going to be able to afford $25 billion a month. But even that doesn't take into account the full cost, because at the beginning of the war, we were spending $4 billion a month. Now we're up to $12 billion. The longer we stay, the monthly charge goes up. So we're going to be staying there every month is going to cost more and more and more.
Sir, we're out of time. Just absolutely incredible. Stay right there. I'd like to speak to you for one moment when the show ends here on the network. Retransmission starts right now at InfoWars.com. I've got to get you back up on the show because I want to find out what your take is. I respect it. If it's not going to end, then what will become of us? Okay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today. Why should